Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Dr. Tamiko Stewart in Jacksonville, Florida. I am so excited about the show today. We're going to be discussing leaping babies. Yes, leaping babies. When we meet, our babies should leap. Amen, amen. Just a few announcements before we proceed with the show. We are so excited about National Women Empowerment heading to Washington, D.C. Yes, Washington, D.C. in the DMV area on February the 28th. We will be there for a Healing for Your Soul event. For more information on the upcoming event in Washington, D.C., go to my Facebook page, Tamiko Stewart, or visit www.tamikostewart.com. We're also in preparation to go to Montgomery, Alabama. Yes, we will be in Montgomery, Alabama real soon, so watch our page for that information as well. And lastly, Jacksonville, Florida, and the surrounding areas, get ready for the third annual, yes, the third annual Diva Conference, and Diva stands for Delivered Instantly via the Anointing in Jacksonville, Florida, March, yes, March the 21st in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Ramada Conference Center. For more information, go to the website, www.tamikostewart.com, or go to my Facebook page. Well, let's proceed on with the show. We have an awesome word for you today, listeners. We have a piked out line. Thank you to everyone that's tuned in to the Cornell Radio Show on today. Before we begin, let's just go to the throne of grace in a word of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. As God's official legislator and law enforcement agent, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I effect and enforce God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan. I decree and declare that in this battle, no internal or external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, organization formed against us shall prosper. We place upon ourselves the armor of light and of the Lord, truth to cover our loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover our feet, the shield of faith, defensively and offensively cover our body, the helmet of salvation to cover our head, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness, the glory of God is our reward. I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Right now, we pull down strongholds and we cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the lordship of Christ. I speak that God's anointing destroys every yoke in our lives, and that our soul, our spirit, and our body now function according to divine systems a protocol. I decree and declare that we are healed and we're spirit filled today, and that sickness and diseases are far from us. Right now, I establish divine parameters and boundaries and borders and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within. Right now, I overrule, I disallow, and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order which opposes the will of the Lord concerning our lives. Right now, we nullify any diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministries, our lives, and the lives of our family members, friends, and associates. We take control of the airways, the galaxies, the systems, the spheres, the stratospheres, the hemispheres, the atmospheres, the realms and regions and domains. Right now, we declare successful and divine angelic undertakings and undergirding and reinforcement and assistance, and according to your word, in Psalms 103:20, angels now excel in strength to protect us. Lord, we thank you, God, for every listener that is tuned in to the show today. We pray, God, that your word will fall on good ground. We thank you that your word will hit the target, that it will accomplish everything that you set it out to accomplish on this day. And we ask all of this in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen that are tuned into the show today, let's talk about leaping babies. Yes, leaping babies. When we meet our baby, Shalita, if you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Luke. Yes, the book of Luke, starting in the first chapter, about the 39th verse. And it reads, "And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Jada, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." Verse number 42, "And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Verse 43, "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Verse 44, "For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." We're talking about leaping babies. We know in the first chapter of Luke is talking about when the angel came and visited Mary, and he gave her the prophecy about what was to be. We know that in the end, Mary finally came to the conclusion that for with God, nothing is impossible, and as you said, so be it unto me. Oh, she got that great word from the angel. Mary had something else to do because the angel had already let her know Elizabeth had became pregnant. So Mary was going on a mission. Mary was on an assignment. And if you look at the health situation of Mary, Mary was pregnant. And most people, when they're pregnant, they don't want to do too much. But Mary had an assignment. She had a mission to accomplish. And not only did she just go about it in her normal strength, but the word says that Mary made haste. That means that Mary was in a hurry to do what God had called her to do. When was the last time, listeners, when you were in a hurry to do what God told you to do? You know, a lot of times now people can find an excuse. They can find a reason. They don't feel good. This not working right. That person is against me. This person not supporting me. I don't have this resource. I don't have that resource. But look at pregnant Mary. She got up in her delicate situation, in her delicate condition, and she made haste because she had to be busy about her Father's business. Oh, if we could get busy about the things of God, if we could stop gossiping and backbiting and lying on our sisters and brothers and trying to pull our sisters and brothers down. But what if we got busy? What if we got in a hurry about lifting our sisters and brothers up? What if we got in a hurry about advancing the kingdom of God? The Bible says that Mary made haste. She made haste. She was in a hurry. And I like here in verse 39, it says it was a hill country. You know, when you're walking up a hill, that can be terrain and rocky terrain, and you can be climbing up, but it still says that Mary made haste. A lot of times we don't even want to do the things that are easy to do, but this pregnant woman made haste in the hill country. Back to the word, it says she entered into the house of Zacharias, and she saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation, that the baby in her womb leaped. When we meet our brothers and sisters, our babies ought to leap. There ought to be some agreement. We know that they say iron sharpened iron. When was the last time you sharpened someone? When was the last time you jump somebody over? When we meet our sisters, when we meet our brothers, we shouldn't be jealous of them, but our spirits ought to come into agreement. There ought to be a connection. There ought to be an infusion. There should be a charge. There should be something on the inside of us that identifies with something on the inside of them, and it should be a combustion in the spirit realm. When we come into contact with our brothers and sisters, our babies ought to leap. Leaping babies, leaping babies. Our babies ought to leap. Our babies ought to leap. We ought to bear witness to one another. We need to know each other by the spirit and stop trying to know each other by our flesh. We need to know each other by our spirit and stop trying to go off what somebody else said about that person or what the latest gossip is about that person. But our spirit ought to bear witness to one another. Our babies ought to leap when we come into contact with one another. It says that the baby, it leaped in the womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. When was the last time that somebody leaped when you came into that contact? When was the last time that someone was filled with the Spirit of God when they came into your presence? When was the last time that you prayed somebody through? When was the last time that you helped somebody got a breakthrough? When was the last time you prayed for someone and they were healed? When is the last time you prayed for someone and they were delivered? When is the last time that you prayed for someone and they got a breakthrough? Mary went all the way through the hill country in her delicate situation because she had to get to Elizabeth. She was in a hurry to do what God had called her to do. She didn't hate on Elizabeth. She wasn't no hater, but she was a participator. She had to get to Elizabeth because she had a deposit to make. Oh, if we could be our sister's keepers like Elizabeth and Mary was. What if we were our sister's keepers? What if we held our sisters up? What if we prayed our sisters through? What if we were determined to assist in any way we can to make sure that our sister vision went forth? What if we supported one another? Our babies would be leaping when we come in contact with one another. Leaping babies, leaping babies, leaping babies. I don't want to be around anything that's dead. I don't want to be around anything that don't have life. When these two sisters came in contact with one another, those babies leaped. That let me know that they had life. There was life on the inside. There was a life. There was life. There was something living. You have to make sure that who you are around, that there's life in that individual. Because what you don't know is sometimes people, visions could be don't die. Sometimes people, dreams have died. Sometimes people have given up. And that's why they don't want you to succeed, because their baby has died. But on this watch, we ought to be determined that there's going to be no spiritual dead babies, that no baby won't die before term, that every baby is going to be to birth in age, that everyone is going to travail and birth out a baby. They're going to birth out what God told them to do. They're going to birth out their vision. They're going to birth out their purpose. We need to make sure that when we come around and we're speaking life to situations, that we're speaking life to our sisters and brothers, that we're encouraging them, that we're not pulling them down, but that we have a word of life. We need to make sure that when we connect, that our babies are leaping because there's a life on the inside of us and life on the inside of them. The word says the babies leap. The babies leap. Only that, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Verse 42 says, and she spake out Father, with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She wasn't afraid to give credit to where credit was due. She gave honor to the woman of God. We need to learn how to honor one another. We need to learn how to lift one another up instead of tearing one another down. She called her blessed. And I began to research what was they possibly talking about when she said that they were blessed. And I came up with this. To be blessed is to be happy because God has touched one's life. Such divine benefit rains down on those who trust him and his promises. It's not enough to trust God, but we got to trust him and his promises. It says blessings emerges from God's ability to bring his promises to completion, but to share the benefits, we must be confident that God does what he said. We know that God is a man that he cannot and he will not lie, and we need to be confident that God does what he says. The first sign of such faith in Mary was her willingness to let God use her. Mary was willing to let God use her to go bestow a blessing on her cousin Elizabeth. We have to be willing to let God use us. The second thing was her immediate, she moved right then. How many times have God told you to do something? How many times have God wanted to use you and you hesitated on moving? You waited for the right time. You waited till you felt like doing it. You waited till the situation was right. You tried to wait till you had this in order, you had that in order. But you got to learn how to move when God says move. Mary got in a hurry. Mary got in a haste. And a blessing came because she immediately moved when God told her to move. Mary got in a hurry. She got in a hurry to go visit Elizabeth, who herself served as a sign that God keeps his word and God gives you life. Look at Elizabeth. Elizabeth was considered to be barren. She was considered to be one that can bring forth a child. But God blessed her, and she became pregnant with the forerunner of Jesus, who Mary was carrying. Isn't it coincidental how God sent Mary carrying Jesus to go and salute and greet Elizabeth, who was carrying John the Baptist? That was a blessing all by itself. So that is how Elizabeth herself served as a sign that God keeps his word and that God keeps his promises. God kept his word. It was a twofold blessing. If Mary wouldn't have been in a hurry to do what God told her to do, I wonder if Elizabeth would have got the full blessing and Mary would have just took her time and said, I'm going to go when things look good for me. I'm going to go when my situation is better. I'm going to go when my condition is better. Y'all ladies got to look at this. Mary was big and pregnant. You know how it was when you was pregnant. You wasn't in a mood. Sometimes you was nauseated. Sometimes you didn't feel good. You really wasn't finna be walking through no hill country. But it says that Mary made haste, and she went to Elizabeth through the hills. Mary was determined that she was going to do what God told her to do. God is looking for a few good women. God is looking for a few good men that will get in a haste, that will get in a hurry to do what he told you to do what he called you to do what he anointed you to do what he appointed you to do. He wants to use you to activate some things in your fellow sisters and brothers. He wants to use you to be a spiritual jump off for your sisters and brother. He wants to use you to impart in your fellow sister or brother. He wants to use you to cause somebody's baby to leap. He wants to use you to be a conducive force in somebody's life to help bring them back to life. Because in this day and time, a lot of people are going through situations. They're going through things. They might be considered barren because things are not happening in their life or because things are not being manifested in their life. And he might use you to be a Mary in this time, to go to a fellow sister or brother to cause their spiritual baby to leap. leaping babies. When we meet our babies should leap. When we meet, it ought to be enough fire in me, and it should be enough fire in you to set something off. Where are the people that can set some things off? Where are the people that can get some things going? Where are the people that God can use to activate? God is looking for someone to activate the blessing in somebody else's life. We have the power to speak a thing. God wants to use us in this end time. He's wanting to use us to do his bidding, to do his will here on earth. Leaping babies, when we meet, our babies shall leap. We have a lot of people on the line, and I'm not going to talk through the whole time, but I do want to hear from some of you that are on the line today. I'm going to take maybe three calls from, because we have a long list of callers that are on here. But let's talk about this word, leaping babies. When we meet, our babies can leap. We have about 8 minutes, so I'm going to take a few calls. Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. This is Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line? Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. This is Tamiko Stewart. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Pastor Kelly.
Hi, Pastor Kelly. Welcome to the show.
And when, you know, during Luke 1 on 41, that's something God has been giving me concerning the power of the seed. And you're talking about even the natural as well as the spiritual, even though Elizabeth, the baby leaped, John the Baptist leaped while he was inside, of Elizabeth, he recognized the purpose. He recognized promise, like you were saying. When you connect with one another who also have the promises of God residing on the inside of them, they should be able to recognize, as you said, the same promise. You know, you have forerunners who will go before you, and you have those that God has placed strategically in your path, you know, to be the trailblazer, to go ahead of you. So what you were saying, it really like blessed me when you were just talking about how they both connected spirit to spirit. And in order for Elizabeth to actually know that that was, you know, the Christ was in Mary, the Holy Spirit had to come upon her, because other than that, she would not have recognized that the Christ resided on the inside of Mary.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I just wanted to share with that, because that really, you know, blessed me, and that's something that God just been dealing with me with, you know, the past couple of years, the promise, the power of the seed, how vital it is, you know, for us to connect with one another that have promise, you know, to help, you know, groom and to help, you know, iron sharpens iron, to help propel one another into their destiny, and that is so crucial. Like you said, in the body of Christ, because there's no big eyes and no little U's, because we're all doing this thing for the kingdom of God.
Amen, woman God. That is so true. That is so true. Thank you for commenting on the show. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is
Welcome
Sister Tass.
Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Sister Tass.
Hi, Pastor Tassie. Stuart, how you doing?
I'm doing good, woman of God. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I was just blessed by the message. And when you was talking about the leaping babies, about Mary and Elizabeth, I was thinking about how that we as Christians and women of God and men of God should be able to jump one another off. And I was very encouraged with the word.
Amen. Amen. Would you like to share anything else?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling me into the Cornell Radio Show. Welcome to the Cornell Radio Show. Who do we have on the line? Well, we lost that caller that was calling me into the Cornell Radio Show.
Thank you to those who I called on and you gave your comments. It's always a blessing to have our listeners call in and get interactive with the radio show. We just thank God for this brief word on today, talking about leaping babies, how when we connect with our fellow sisters and brothers, there ought to be something in us that recognizes something in them, amen, that there should be a drawing that our spirit should connect. And as the woman of God earlier said, the pastor said, that iron sharpens iron. We should be able to sharpen one another. It's time not for pulling one another down or trying to block one another or trying to, you know, cause a hindrance to one another. But let's sharpen one another. Let's empower one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's motivate one another. Let's uplift one another so that when we meet our fellow sisters and brothers, that our babies will leap. Leaping babies, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Quinnell Radio Show on today. It has been a blessing. I thank God for the faithful listeners that listen in to the show every week. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend about the show. Come back on next Saturday, where we always have exciting guests on the show that are sharing about their ministries or delivering a word here on the Quinnell Radio Show. Until next week, remember that quitting is not an option. I love you. God bless you.